Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to organizational health and the world of work. I'm your host, Pat Lencioni, joined by Cody and Tracy today. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Great.
Good to have you here. Bo's not with us today. Karen's sitting next to me in the studio. Matt is too, behind the glass, making this work. Cody, what's the topic today?
World events and the workplace.
That's right. World events and the workplace. When big things happen in the world, it's difficult to find people who are not impacted in some way. Whether it's through personal contacts with people who were directly affected, or just the barrage of news coverage and how it affects all of us, it's impossible to deny that the workplace isn't impacted by world events. That's true whether it's a natural disaster, or a conflict in a war-torn region, or some other significant cultural event. Now, we're talking about this today because we are in the first week of a major event in the Middle East. Now, we're not a political podcast, so we're not going to go into the political or geopolitical ramifications of all this. That certainly doesn't mean that we don't have our own opinions and feelings about what has happened, because we are horrified by the terrorism and atrocities that we've seen and heard about. And our prayers go out to all those people who are victims of that, the cruelty, and who will continue to suffer as a result of these heinous acts. But today, what we want to focus on is how leaders in the workplace can deal with this, why that matters, and how they can go about making work a place of comfort and normalcy for the people they lead. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And what it really comes down to is avoiding the extremes of ignoring people's very real feelings about what is going on in the world, which seems cold and out of touch if we do that, or overindulging those feelings, which can make them feel even worse than when they came to work, because we do need to move forward, and that's often the best thing they need.
Yeah, and I even think, Pat, the very fact that we're doing a podcast on it is sort of indicative of what we're talking about, right? Like, we're a work-oriented podcast. It would be easy for us to say, hey, let's just pick a topic and move on to things that are totally core to how you run your meetings or how you run your team, but that there's a humanity element of what we're talking about, that where the workplace isn't just about, oh, you go there to separate your real life from your workspace. And the very fact that we're doing this podcast is sort of indicative of the point.
Yeah. And you don't want to be tone deaf, you know, and you don't want people to go, are you human? If something happened in your life, Cody, I wouldn't see you at work and not talk about that. Well, when an event is big enough that it impacts us psychologically or even personally in some way, what we're saying is you have to at least acknowledge it, acknowledge people's feelings about that, and let them process to a certain extent, or at least let them know that you care. And then you can allow work to be a place of peace and consolation and even helpful distraction. But if you don't acknowledge that, it's going to be the wrong kind of distraction. And they're going to be thinking, are you not human? Do you not understand what we're all thinking about and talking about and worrying about?
And Pat, I would guess that there's some people listening to it that would say, and Tracy, you can weigh in on this too, is when you say acknowledge it, they might even literally be thinking, what do you mean? Like, how? What do I do? Mm-hmm. What's the actual act of acknowledging it that doesn't make it too tone deaf or too indulgent? What does that look like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like, and the word indulgent is important, because you can also go the opposite direction and go, let's all sit around and talk about this for a long time. Let's get our computers onto the websites that are talking about it. And then you lose all productivity and you drive people into a further state of fear or worry. So what does it mean to acknowledge it? I would say to let people know is, hey, I know there's a lot going on in the world right now, and it's heavy, and we're sad, and we're shocked, and I know how you're feeling. And if you need to talk to me about how you're feeling, you can. The leader can say that. Let's all pray for those people that are impacted. I just want you to know, I get that this is impacting you. Some of you may know people over there. Some of you might have historical reasons why you have a connection to all this. And I just don't want you to think I'm not concerned about you. And my hope is that we can allow the next 8 or 9 hours to be a time of peace and consolation and distraction. But if you do need to talk about it, just know that I'm here for you. Mm. as opposed to let's all sit around the table and watch TV together and drift. Because I think one of the most important things is that we're productive. You know, we talk about, Stephen Covey had this great idea of circle of influence and circle of concern. And right now, the world is very much distracted by, and for good reason, by something outside of their circle of influence. And when we allow that to go on, people get more and more frightened and more feeling like they can't impact anything. So what we can do is say, hey, you know what we can control is how we run our business here and how we deal with our customers and how we deal with one another. And that does allow people to get more peace and become more productive. And that is a good thing for them, from their morale and for the business itself.
Hmm. Yeah. And I would even say, I like what you said, the acknowledgement of it, because the idea that we would be overindulgent, which, or even think of it, and this is, you know, they're not necessarily related to this world event, but in other cases, it feels like businesses use it as an opportunity, which is, an opportunity for one reason or another, which really what you're saying is this is an opportunity in the sense of acknowledging the humanity of the work, the people who work there, not an opportunity to be, you know, political or to be, you know, out there in a different way, but it's actually an opportunity to acknowledge humanity in the context of work and what people are experiencing.
And that there's an art to doing this and a lot of judgment in play here. And you have to understand where your people are at in order to draw the line in the right place. But the idea of not drawing, not engaging at all, I think is really dangerous.
And it is I think back to, I was in high school when, you know, 9/11 happened, and just had the administration of my school brought us all into the cafeteria and did sort of what you're saying right now. And I even think in some ways I've had people come and tell us about this podcast where they found this podcast 2 years after we started it. So they're listening to us as we go through COVID and remote work and sort of retrospectively being able to experience how we were living it in the moment with this lens of how they're experiencing work and life 2 years later. And I think in some ways what you're saying is that that moment where you acknowledge this gives a demarcation, you know, like it gives them some way to calibrate where they are in that moment for further reflection or further intentionality about what they want to do moving forward.
Tracy, we talked yesterday about 9/11 and what we did, because the company was in existence. We were 4 years old at the time as a company. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about our experience that day.
You know, I think back, we've been through a lot of big major events together, and 9/11 obviously stood out. You know, I remember we all came into the office, so we all worked and we had to process it together. And it was really helpful for us to kind of get through the emotion, and to ignore it obviously would have been absolutely ridiculous. But we processed it together, and we continued to work, and it was productive. And yeah, we've done this multiple times through multiple seasons, and it's helped us grow together, I think.
Right. We talked about the stock market crash in 2008, you know, and it's so easy to seize up in these moments and just shut everything down. And, and gosh, it really is a judgment call between, we don't want to seem tone deaf. We also don't want to let people overindulge in it and get more and more frightened. I think a manager at work has a huge impact on people's psyche and their ability to see things. And that manager has to really be thinking about, what do these people need from me today in order to move forward so they can go home and do this with their families as well.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And I think, Pat, the other danger is not just the ignoring it or overindulgence of it, but it actually, I think some leaders and managers miss in overemphasizing work in that moment, to say like, oh, this is the important thing for you, is to keep doing well. And that's in some ways sort of the ignoring it. That's probably more on the ignoring it side, but over-indexing on the importance of work as some world tragedy is unfolding. I think what you're saying is the acknowledgement of, I know this impacts you. work is not the most important thing. And especially in moments like this, we're reminded of that. But it is an important way for us to remain productive and to contribute. And you've used the word distraction a couple of times, which I find kind of interesting. Tell us about the positive side of that word, because I think that it tends to come across as having a negative connotation. But in moments like this, how can work be a helpful distraction?
Well, there's some normalcy that we need. And sometimes when we're so focused on that one thing, it's nice to be able to do something that we know and that we can get a sense of, like, oh, I can focus on something and not constantly focus on that. And so you're right. It's a positive distraction, and mm-hmm. it's a respite. It's a break from the heaviness. And that's not to deny that the heaviness isn't there, but it's to allow people to, we all need that. It's one of the reasons we exercise. It's one of the reasons why, like, there's pleasant experiences. It's like sometimes you just want to go sit and watch a movie or a TV show and lose yourself in something, so you're not constantly focusing on something, especially when there's nothing that you can do about that. You know, we had a very interesting experience when we were over in Norway and Finland. We met this woman. She spoke at both events. She lives in Kyiv, the Ukraine. And so she was speaking there about things, and we were like, so what's going on, like, in Kyiv? Are people going to work? Like, because that was an interesting thing we were wondering about. And she goes, oh yeah, I have to work. I still have my job to do. And there's, most people are trying to go about their day and get things done, because first of all, they've got to work. Secondly, what else are they going to do? They're going to sit around. And we were just amazed at how things move forward. Now, right now, I've seen reports on the news that in Israel and in Jerusalem in particular, things are shut down, that are almost never shut down. So, because they're in the war-torn region right now. But I'm sure that in the next few days, more and more things are going to be open. And all over the world, there's places that are going through really difficult things. Now, not like directly impacted by it, but I'm always amazed at how life goes on. When we were in Norway, we were also went on a tour, and they were talking about World War II. And so the Nazis came in and took over, but people still had to run their shops, and doctors had to see patients. And it's crazy to think that work continues even in the midst of really difficult, unsettling things. And I think that fascinates me. One of the things I did the other day is, when all this was happening over there, I just found a live cam in like a couple cameras in Gaza and in different parts of Israel. And I just wanted to see what life was like at that moment. And it was very quiet, but then there's people driving in their cars and walking down the street and opening up a store or something like that. And I thought, oh my gosh, these are people that are going about their daily lives, even in the midst of something horrific. So anyway, I just think it's that we're a workplace podcast, and there's a lot of people out there that have experienced this, and we want to encourage them to understand that there's nothing wrong with staying busy during a difficult time. That was a long little description of something, but it's kind of hard to put this in perspective.
Yeah. And I think, like, we had once done a podcast, Pat, the there are elephants in the world that, you know, that we talk about. If you don't acknowledge it, it gets even worse. It exacerbates the fact that you're intentionally ignoring it, or you feel lost and don't know what you need to do. And it can actually undermine confidence in you as a leader, or it can cause confusion or lack of trust with your employees. So I think there's a number of reasons, positive reasons, to go into the situation when a world event like this is happening and acknowledge it, acknowledge the humanity of it, and acknowledge the impact it's having on your employees.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. When we were preparing for this podcast, Pat, you had mentioned that leaders, what we do, we'll talk about the Super Bowl. We'll bring that into the workplace, like a world event like the Super Bowl. And yet we're so fearful to talk about other events in our lives, and it just seems ridiculous.
Yeah, I think fear is the right word. We're afraid that something bad might happen.
Yes.
But then you think about how bad it would be if people thought, she doesn't have a heart. Mm-hmm. My manager doesn't care about this or care about me. And so sometimes the fear will drive us to inaction when in fact, just being human is often what we need to do. Even if we don't do it perfectly, just being human. You know, Karen just sent me a note, which just says, people can feel guilty about going to work when things are going on. Because you think, gosh, there's people suffering out there. And look at me, I'm just going to work and eating lunch and playing spider solitaire or whatever else I'm doing. How can I do that while other people are suffering? And it's one of those things where we just need to know that that's kind of all we can do is go about our jobs. One of the other interesting things I was thinking is, if I'm a manager, what I might tell my people is, hey, we need to deal with our customers and our vendors and one another because they need this too. And we need to set an example for them that we can move forward and in a guilt-free way, go about doing whatever we can do. So the rest of society needs us to go about our jobs. Now, not in a cold way, but you know, it is really important that work goes on and that people move forward. So we can even say, hey, see those customers? I'm a waiter at a restaurant. Those customers coming in are worried about the same thing you are. A good meal and good service and a kind smile, and that is going to help them today. And so maybe that'll bring them more peace. Or that sales call you're about to go on, you know, and maybe you need to go, hey, I know things are going on in the world and they're really hard right now. So I'm here. I don't want you to think that we're not sensitive to all that, but we thought it would be good for us to move forward. So that might be that kind of acknowledgement, just putting it out there and going, hey, we know things are going on, but let's do our work. All righty. I think that's all we need to say about that. I think there's probably a lot of managers out there thinking, gosh, do I indulge or do I ignore? And the answer is no, it's someplace in the middle, and trust your judgment and get advice from those around you to figure out the best way to deal with this. Because what we're trying to do is give people peace. All right. We normally do an unpaid ad today. The unpaid ad is simply going to be for prayer. Because when you don't know what else to do, pray. It matters. And it gives you a sense that you care because you do. And it you know, keeps people in mind and heart that are suffering. And sometimes that's all we can do. And it's important. So that's our unpaid ad today. And we are praying for all those people that are suffering and sad and for goodness to come and peace in the world in the right way. So, all righty. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time on At the Table. God bless.